Bedfordshire Labour MPs have made their voices heard in Parliament regarding the breaking of the lockdown rules by the leadership. Met Police issued Partygate fines to Prime Minister Boris Johnson, his wife Carrie and Chancellor Rishi Sunak. Both Labour MPs for Bedford and Kempston, Mohammed Yazin, and the Labour MP for Luton South, Rachel Hopkins, believe that those who were fined should resign. Mr. Yazin stated, "The Prime Minister and the Chancellor have broken the law, lied to the British public and must resign. It can't be one rule for them and another for everyone else." Ms. Hopkins said, "Boris Johnson and Rishi Sunak are taking the British public for fools. He said that all the rules were followed in Downing Street. They must both face the consequences and resign." The county's three Conservative MPs have not yet commented on the situation. Apprenticeships are no longer just for the young, but also for the young at heart, as part of Bedford's Borough new approach. Those over 40 can now retrain and upskill through apprenticeships in preparation for new challenges in the current labour market. Beds Police seized a number of cannabis plants at a Ford End Road location in Bedford. At the scene, police also discovered a potential fire hazard in the form of a chaotic electrical setup thrown together to support the growth of the plants. The raid took place over the weekend following reports of suspicious activity provided by area residents. The Mall in Luton has welcomed three retail newcomers to its ranks. Vera, a family-run jeweller, Lids, a US sports retailer providing caps and other apparel, and the return following a four-year absence from Luton of the HMV shop. That's all today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.